help thousands of people. Looking for a dentist? Check out Comfort Dental. New patients are just $19, including exam and x-ray, a $185 value. Payment due at time of service. For dentist contact info, visit comfortdental.com. Services provided by a state-licensed general dentist. Comfort Dental. We'll be there when you need us.
Nothing sounds better than summer. Except this kind of summer, because that's the sound of a brand new Hyundai from the Hyundai Epic Summer Clearance, where you'll find huge summer-only savings on every remaining 2019 Hyundai sedan and SUV.
Now, get 0% APR for 72 months on the Tucson and Santa Fe during the Hyundai Epic Summer Clearance. See your local Columbus Hyundai dealer today. Offer ends September 3rd. Call 877-248-1585 for complete feature and offer details.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Station, live from the Fan Studios. You are now listening to the Buckeye Show with Tim Hall and Brandon Beam.
Sponsored by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit ColumbusMitsu.com today.
All right, here we go on a nice little Thursday episode. It's good to have you guys with us for the Buckeye Show because I've got a very special guest host sitting right next to me. You might have just heard him on the crosstalk on Man and Bone. He's wearing their shirt. He's on this show. Fine by me. I mean, it's a beautiful, comfortable-looking shirt right there. Blend. I'd like to get one. Ladies and gentlemen, it is none other than Anthony Schlegel, the wild man, the hype master general himself.
Go Bucks. Thank you for that. I appreciate it, Tim. Good to be here with you, bro.
So good to have you, man. How's the week been? How's the last few weeks been? Because I haven't seen you in a couple.
Oh, it's been awesome. I mean, right now we're in the thick of everything. Kids riding the bus to school, which is awesome. Really enjoying it. They're in new schools. You have, right now we have swimming, basketball, volleyball, baseball. I mean, like, we got all sorts of things going on. Wife is going back, getting her master's, so she's going to school, and I'm super proud of her and what she's doing. So we are all over the place all the time, and I absolutely love it.
Do you do anything different with your kids and your household when we're on the dawn of a new school year? Because I feel like you would be one to sort of, like everything, hype it up a little bit more.
You know, no, not really. I mean, everybody's like, well, you got to get into a routine. My kids, they did not want to go to bed. And it was basically like the night before, two nights before, like, listen, everybody's going to bed right now. Let's go. Everybody, mom and dad, I'm sleeping. Let's go.
It's 9:15. Yeah. The whole house is shutting
down. Everybody's shutting down.
We're done.
Every life. Get in your room. Let's go. But you know what? They're really good. And the good thing was, you know, you want to give them some autonomy without giving them any autonomy, which is basically, it's like, hey, we're moving. You have an option to go to some new schools. And they all chose, hey, let's go to these new schools. We want to meet new friends. We want new experiences. I'm like, thumbs up. So, yeah, it's been great so far.
Yeah, I find that really hard, too, as far as the bedtime thing. That's the one thing as a dad, I've found that to be impossible. It's almost like weaning somebody off, like, their prescription medications, something like that. That can be a challenge, too, depending on what we're talking about, what kind of surgery you might have had or how high the pain meds were.
Bedtime's real, man.
Can't do it. After the summer, you just can't do it. We, like, you look at the calendar, you're like, okay, we got 2 weeks to get ready for this. Maybe we got to set that thing back to, you know, I don't know, where everybody lives in a different place, depending on what your kids do. I think my kid is more of a night owl type.
Right.
So he could just go, you know, deeper into the night. And, you know, me getting off work a little bit later, I was happy to oblige in the summer months and stay up a little bit longer with him so we could hang.
Right.
You know, so we could go out there and paint the town, get wild and crazy over there in Hilliard like you do, you know? Just late nights at Average Joe's. You never know what's going on. So, no, you go from like 10 to like 9:45 to 9:30, and it just never really hits. Never hits. It just keeps, you look at the clock, you're like, oh, crap. Like, we've been sitting here watching YouTube or whatever, and now it's 10:05, and we're screwed. Like, yeah. We cannot do it.
Well, the hardest thing is, well, what we did was, listen, the young kids get home first. You got an hour and a half. Chill. Do what you want to do. I don't care. 4 o'clock, homework time. It has to be, right? Because the last thing you want, the nightmare scenario, is homework right before bedtime. Now you got a kid that doesn't want to do homework.
Then you get stressed out.
And doesn't want to go to the bed. And you're blown out from the day. You're like, what the Sam Dickens is going on? Boom, I'm just going to blow all this up. We're going to start over from scratch tomorrow. No, so 4 o'clock, homework. And then, boom, that way at nighttime, it's like, hey, make sure you get a shower. Hey, I just go and turn all their TVs off myself. No electronics. Let's sit down. Let's read a book. Let's pray. Boom, go to bed.
All right, Schlegs, so we are so close to football season.
How close are we?
We're so close, man. I mean, we're sitting here on August 22nd. We are inside the 10-day countdown. Can you believe it? 10-day countdown. We are inside of it right now. Buckeyes, Florida Atlantic Owls.
What's the owl? Ooh.
Like, you know. Lane.
That, this is a morning dove. I don't know how to. There you go.
We've just done a bunch of owl sound effects right here at 6:05 on the Buckeye Show.
Hope you guys are enjoying that as you're driving your car, probably stuck in traffic.
That's the Monster Energy drink for you and for me. Just happy to go along. So, Lane Kiffin, he's the dude that's going to be coming here to Ohio State. I would like nothing more than to not let Lane Kiffin score a point because I think he's tried to sort of like creep around college football when he's not really done much. He's not really...
Go in more detail. I want to hear this.
He's just...
He's a creepy guy?
He's a creeper. Yeah, okay. He's a college football creeper. He's like that version of a dude that just sort of hangs out at a party in the corner and, I don't know, he's trying to steal things from the house. That's what Lane Kiffin to me is.
Really?
He's the guy that like raids your bathroom and all your nice hair products are gone like after you've had a nice house party where you're just trying to welcome the community in and pay for everybody's beer. That to me is Lane Kiffin in college football. You've worn out your welcome. Stop saying things about Nick Saban. Stop saying things about
Have you said negative things about Nick Saban?
Lane was having a field day. With Saban.
Really?
You don't remember all that noise? When he was leaving the staff and then going on to be a head coach again?
And you got to be
a head coach at FAU, all right? You didn't make it. You didn't hack it with the Raiders. You were way ahead of your time right there. You didn't hack it with Tennessee.
Right.
They were like chasing you away with pitchforks there year. And then USC, and that was a disaster. I guess he left Tennessee high and dry, but I can tell you what, it wasn't going to work if he stayed. He saved himself from himself at Tennessee. So I would like to destroy Lane Kiffin. I hadn't even really thought about it yet, but he's coming.
You are so juiced up right now about this.
You like that?
You know, I do like the fact that you don't like Florida.
Bam!
Atlantic.
Let's do it.
You know, the one thing about him is, I mean, with not allowing him to score points would basically be like saying, hey, you're not this offensive genius that everybody thinks you are. Right. And again, why did he get some of these jobs early on? Obviously, he has skill set.
Family pedigree is a little bit of it.
Family pedigree, I would say, would be a huge part of it because he was able to be in the right place at the right time to get the right hires, right? And he has that notoriety. And his dad was coaching with him, if I'm not mistaken, right? At Tennessee at some point.
Was Monty there? I feel like Monty was in the NFL for a long, like almost all the time.
Okay.
Monty Kiffin was USC, wasn't he?
Maybe he came there.
Check on that.
But anyways, at the end of the day, you know what, though? I thought him going to Florida Atlantic was actually good for him because you got to go win the AAC, and the AAC is difficult. Are they in Conference USA? Hell, I don't know. It's Florida Atlantic, and they're the Owls.
It's Florida Atlantic.
But I will
say this. It doesn't matter.
But you know what?
Call them the American, I think.
Are they in the
American or Conference USA?
Okay, so one of the two. But anyways, at the end of the day, I like him being there, and I actually know some of his staff. The thing is this. People don't know this. Florida Atlantic, Pat Chung, who used to be an associate AD at Ohio State, was the AD at Florida Atlantic before he went to Washington State. And he was doing a phenomenal job, helped bring in Lane Kiffin. Because, again, you're at Florida Atlantic. You need a Lane Kiffin, right, to bring some notoriety to your program. And they're blowing up their weight room. They're doing some great things. And
Monty's there right now, Schlegel.
Oh, really?
Did you say that back there?
No, I said
you made some kind of connection.
Well, he's been with him in the past.
Right. Well, dad's back with him now.
That's good.
You do see that sometimes when the dad gets really up there in years. So dad is there. He's been there since 2017.
He's leaned on him. And guess what? Here's the good thing about what they got at Florida Atlantic. They have resources. They have the ability to go recruit Florida. And listen, at the end of the day, if he wants to move back up into the Power Five, better he work his way up from that position to then potentially get a Power 5 job. So it's not like they're just handing him in. He had his opportunity at Tennessee and USC. Now he's at Florida Atlantic. Now he has to work his way back up. He's still young. Hopefully he's learned and grown from it. But I am with you. I would like nothing more than the Buckeyes to shut him out, because that means our defense is back. That's why I want him to shut him out. Not to, in spite of Lane Kiffin and all those things, but because the Silver Bullets will be back. I want to see.
They can both work in the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They can work one in the same.
We can win.
Yeah.
It would be a win-win for you and I.
It would be.
Lane goes down. The Buckeyes Silver Bullets are back for me. And I'd be like, this felt good. Now, though it's Florida Atlantic, I'm just like, I saw potential.
We were looking at mid-level coaches just a few shows ago. It's actually surprising for me to see that he's 51-31 overall. I would have thought he was way closer to a 500 guy. He had the 10-2 at USC in 11. He had the 11-3 when he started this job. They were 5-7 last year. You know how a recruiting cycle can go.
Right.
This is a critical year, because if you mentioned getting back in the good graces of everyone else in college football, getting maybe another couple of shout outs from ADs at bigger jobs, you've got to perform at this stepping stone kind of gig.
Yeah, it's like Fickell, right? Last year goes 11-2. You know, the first year, I forget what they were, but they were above 500. I think they went to a bowl game. But at that level, you have to show back-to-back years. It's why Daryl Hazel was able to go from Kent State to Purdue, because he put back-to-back together. You can't go a great year, then a bad year, then a good year, then an average year. Like, you got to put them together.
Fickell went 4-8. I thought it was better than that, too.
Yeah.
I thought it was better than that,
but
too.
You know,
but it's better to do that in your very first
100%.
Year, then hit it in the second year, and you don't want to have that 5-7 dip in year three. That's what Fickell's going to try to fight back. I don't think there's any way he will, because they have a pretty good team.
He has a quarterback back.
A good team and a QB.
Yes, he's got a lot of people
and a running
back. And a running back who's a stud, right? Toledo Catholic, Central Catholic.
Yeah, Michael Warren is fantastic. What, do you have 20 touchdowns last year?
He's a freak. So Fickell has the opportunity, and that's where, like, again, I think Cincinnati at some point is going to be in a Power 5 conference. And why is Fickell on the lead? Because he's in a great spot to recruit everybody. But for a guy like Lane Kiffin, like, he has to have a good year. Hurts him when he has to play Ohio State game one.
Schlegel, the most important news you're going to hear today as a Buckeye fan is that 3 non-conference opponents have been set for the future. They are... You ready?
I'm ready. I'm waiting. Let's go.
Arkansas State.
Okay.
San Jose State. And Western Kentucky. I say that in jest. Those aren't really the circle your calendar games right there. They're all home games. They're all going to be at home at the Shoe. Those are filling out the schedule games. We'll get in
to
more of
this. $40 a ticket, folks. $40 a ticket.
Flex it, right?
That's it. Flex package, right?
Just wait.
I'm here.
Just wait till the end.
Yeah.
Those are the games. If you're looking for a way to, you know, have you and the son or you and the daughter or whoever, maybe the whole family just want to go to one game on the season, you can find those games to get in there. But just make sure that when you go, you make sure that crowd is charged up.
Yeah.
You got to get those are the crowds. You got to put in a little bit of extra to get that thing pumped up and charged up. I think there should be little video vignettes of you
just running
being
around,
like the hype master general. We can get a little sponsorship
like a hologram
for you on there.
I just pop up.
I mean, you just get on the Jumbotron.
What if I was there and then all of a sudden a hologram would pop up?
Oh,
on
like Jeff Goldblum Thor Ragnarok.
Let's go!
God. Could you imagine like a 70-foot tall Schlegel?
That'd be amazing.
Get right up from the block O?
I'd just be pointing at people that are sitting. Get on your feet. Let's go, guys.
Like, get a finger comes right up to your face.
Bobby used to do that all the time. There'd be somebody sitting, and we'd be like backed up in the opposing, back in the 20
back
or whatever.
Back in the back. Yeah,
and
back
he'd be like,
there.
Let's go. We got to get him off the field. And he'd point at people to get up off their on their feet.
Get up.
Oh, yeah. He was.
Get up.
And the guy would get up and start clapping. And we'd be like, yeah. And I'd just be over there. I'd just be laughing.
That's right.
All right, in all seriousness, there is a discussion to be had about scheduling.
Let's talk about it.
I think I'm wildly in the minority when it comes to this part of the scheduling conversation. We will get into it next. The wild man, Anthony Schlegel, he's ready to attack and dominate tonight. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
The only workplace in America to participate in the doorknob fart game. And we also play office basketball and sometimes do radio. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Come on over to Heartland.
On football Saturdays, we watch legends made on the field. But did you know that the agriculture field is Ohio's largest industry? With our dedicated team of agribusiness bankers, we stretch all across this great state. Farmers, consider Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Come on over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 30 years, Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse has been serving Columbus with the finest award-winning thick-cut aged steaks. Consistently voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is also rated excellent by Zagat Guide as one of the top steakhouses in the country. Enjoy happy hour cocktails Monday through Friday with bar plates starting at $5. Located in Upper Arlington, downtown, and Dublin, Hyde Park can accommodate events for groups of 6 to 300. Hyde Park knows Buckeye fans demand the best. That's why they're a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP experience at ohiostate4miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit ohiostatefourmiler.com for more info, and we'll see you in the shoe.
We believe in food
grown in the fields of Ohio,
in clean air and water,
and in preserving farmland forever.
We believe in opportunities for the next generation.
For nearly 100 years,
Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing people together.
Join us in the journey
together
with farmers.
Visit togetherwithfarmers.org.
The team at Atlas Butler wants to make something clear. We're always open. That's right. We have service technicians scheduled day and night, Saturdays and Sundays, and even holidays. Whether you call us at 10 a.m. or 10 p.m., we're ready. And since we're always open, you never pay any overtime charges. Call today. Get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Calling all Buckeye fans, foodies, and tailgate connoisseurs. Buckeye Taste and Traditions magazine, presented by the Ohio Beef Council and Ohio Farm Bureau, is back and available free of charge at participating Central Ohio Donato's and Dickey's Barbecue Pit locations on game day at Ohio State Football Fan Fest and through the Buckeye Mobile Tour. Grab your copy today and get the scoop on tailgating recipes and tips for game days, plus insights into iconic traditions associated with Ohio State football. Buckeye Taste and Traditions, presented by the Ohio Beef Council and Ohio Farm Bureau.
If you wake up on Saturday morning and think to yourself, I miss those two dumb radio idiots, we've got you covered. Common Man and T-Bone Weekend, Saturday mornings at 10.
Presented by Kevin Kurgis and sponsored by Comfort Dental.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Sandoval Buick GMC's end of summer savings is going on right now. So stop in and see your best deals on Buick Encores, Regals, Envisions, and Enclaves, or the GMC Sierra, Yukon, Terrain, and Colorado, plus the best selection and best deals on certified pre-owned, all on sale now. Take the kids back to school in a new ride today. Sandoval has it all: price, selection, and service. Sandoval Buick GMC, 1 mile south of the airport on Hamilton Road.
Don't miss out on the huge savings this boating season at Buckeye Lake Marina. Check out Central Ohio's largest selection of over 100 new and used boats inside Buckeye Lake Marina's 15,000 square foot showroom. Visit BuckeyeLakeMarina.com today, and we'll see you on the water.
Explore Ohio's place in national sports history in Ohio, Champion of Sports, on exhibit at the Ohio History Center. Learn about the birth of the NFL and the MLB, the youngest woman to qualify for the Indy 500, and more. Visit ohiohistory.org/sports to buy your tickets today.
As a small farm owner, you may believe a homeowner's insurance policy provides adequate coverage. But if you have a barn or outbuilding, farm equipment, or livestock, your policy may not be enough. Country Choice from Nationwide is designed to protect smaller farms like yours. Nationwide protects farms of all sizes, from small to very large. To learn more, visit nationwide.com/protectmyfarm. Products are underwritten by Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Living in Denial, Ohio, it's really nice.
Because when we hear about the opioid crisis, we know it's not going to happen here.
It just feels safe and secure being in Denial.
There's like a peace of mind.
Opioids?
It doesn't happen here.
No.
my daughter is good friends.
My boys would tell me anything.
Exactly.
No, our kids are way too busy.
They would never abuse opioids.
Welcome to denial.
Don't live in denial, Ohio. Talk to your kids about drugs and they'll be up to 50% less likely to use them. Find out more at don'tliveindenial.org. A message from the Ohio Opioid Education Alliance.
The Buckeye Show is presented by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit columbusmitsu.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
A show that always knows how many days till the game. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
Beamer was just on earlier, so we got Schlegel, Anthony Schlegel, here tonight. Thanks for being here, man.
Bro, pleasure.
I know it is.
The pleasure being on the air with you.
What colors you got today? Monster Energy we're talking about. What do you got over there?
You know what? I've never tried this green one.
You never tried that?
Nope. And it just really caught my attention. I'm like, man, I'm going to try that.
What's the flavor?
I don't know. It didn't. Ultra Paradise. Ultra Paradise, which is how it's making me feel.
I'm not going to drink it. I just want to.
It's how it's making me feel right now. You know what? That has to be what it's called. Yeah.
The smell on that thing.
Yeah, it's like a really juiced up Jolly Rancher.
Minotaur. Whoa, look at that.
Just throw some creatine in there. You got a pre-workout.
I don't know right what the flavor is, but it smells like electricity.
Well, the next one is
that's
Ultra
what it smells
Red.
Like, if that's a flavor.
And just so everybody knows, I don't drink this many.
No, you're only double-fisting them, that's all. Yeah, you don't drink them all, all the time.
It's a long day, too. It's not like I haven't had a pot of coffee, some pre-workouts, some aminos. Right.
You're only rocking the Twin 16s right here for a little 6 to 8 at night
I'm
show.
I'm just running on, like, a... Right now, a 5 egg with some sausage in there, scrambled eggs at lunchtime today. That's about all I had, and I got some Monster and some coffee and a lot of water.
Well, you got to hydrate and bend your knees.
Yep.
It's good to know for me, at least, though, when we talk about our breakfast food intake. Yeah. I do eat a lot of eggs. I'm not that far off from you when I just go in to make some eggs just for me. Like, I need at least 4.
There's staples.
At least 4.
I'm with you, so I get... That Jimmy Dean saw, they make this like already grilled sausage chunks or whatever.
Oh, I like to get the roll and cook it fresh.
Oh, really? I don't have time, and I'm pretty lazy that way. But I just get it, Pam up that, you know, spray some Pam on the pan, put it in there, let it grill up, you know, put some salt and black pepper in my eggs. Here's the key, little coffee creamer. Put a dash of coffee creamer in your scrambled eggs.
Wow.
Make some super fluffy.
Well, I like to do the fresh sausage, and then while it's sizzling on the pan,
I'll go out to the garage and do
a couple of arm curls. So I'll multitask.
Yeah.
It's close in proximity. You get the kitchen and the garage, so I rip a couple of arm curls, and then I go back in.
Yeah, that sounds
amazing.
I
can't believe you didn't do that.
I know. How did I not
think
of that?
I'm surprised I'm the one that actually does that. I don't do that.
Shows in your physique. He looks good. You look good.
I'm able to.
Sexy.
You know what?
Your hair looks good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Sport Clips set me up there. Set
extra
me up straight.
Poofy.
So the reason that I love fall so much, obviously football, you know, the weather is just crisp and cool. I feel more confident when I'm able to layer clothes a little bit.
Okay.
I'm able to like wear a short sleeve shirt and then wear a long sleeve shirt. So it's not like this gun competition.
Okay.
Like with all the football players that we have in this office, you feel very puny. You feel very insignificant. I have to sit next to you. I've sit next to Joshua Perry, sit next to Bobby Carpenter, all these dudes that are just bulging out of their shirts. Throw James Laurinaitis in there. It's a struggle. And so when I can start wearing pants and long sleeve shirts where I can kind of hide some of this stuff, I feel a lot better about myself.
That makes sense. I mean, they're on Affinity Home Health or Whole Health. Not me. I'm just all natural Monster.
Me too.
But
me too.
That's what
I'm
it is.
Just body
you know
by
what,
Eli
you know
Manning.
What, you know what it really is? What you're doing is you're layering up so they don't have to see that because you don't want to embarrass them that they're over there training and having this health and wellness lifestyle and you already look that way without living that way. That's what you're doing. That's called humility, sir. And I can, as their friend, thank you for doing that.
It's actually, you hit it right on the head.
Yep, I
know. You hit it right on the nose.
Here's why I love fall.
I have not done anything, and look, I still have one tiny muscle right there.
We play golf with your
just
son.
Just tiny.
Yeah, that's big. That's a sport now.
Yeah, golf. I can't take those muscles and play golf the way I do. I won't be able to twist. How do you swing those arms around?
Dude, I can swing. I got a really easy, consistent swing. I should take you and Beam out someday. We should play, and just, hey, listen, I played two rounds of golf this year.
You don't have to ask us too hard for a golf match.
I have to ask my wife.
Know that,
can
all
I go
right?
play with these slappies?
You just name the time and place, and Beamer will always be there.
We just got to let the fan marketing company set this up so it's free. That's what we got to do.
I got to make sure the sun's taken care of and then I'm there. But okay. Beamer is like, you've never seen a guy in your life who's more ready for a golf game.
Oh, his golf bag's in his car probably.
I'll literally text him with like 20 minutes notice and he'll say, I'm on my way.
This is what we should do. This is what we should do. You guys should come to my farm. I just got my food plots planted. Thank you, Heinz family. So I got 5 food plots this year. I'm excited about deer season, and then we'll go there. We'll work on the farm. I'm going to wear you out, and then we'll go play Cook's Creek right up the road on 73. It'd be great.
I think it's shutting down.
Why?
I don't know why. It just couldn't make it.
It's been there for a long time.
It's tragic because we both love that track.
Well, we should go play it before it shuts down. Then we'll go to the farm and fish and do some stuff.
I got
to
get on the internet. We might have missed it. I hope it's still open, but we might have missed the boat.
You know what?
I hope
was driving
I'm wrong.
Down the other day, and it looked like there was some
it
stuff.
It looked kind of close.
Really, it was, well, there's some stuff really grown high. Like, nobody's really maintained that there for a hot
minute. There's nothing sadder in the world than that.
In a golf
nothing
course
sadder.
I just went down.
The place that you played a lot
there
in the
Buckeye.
Past.
I think, that's a Buckeye family.
That's John Cook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Golf Channel.
Yep.
Absolutely. It's the Cook
still
family.
Open, so you guys are good.
Okay. There you go.
All right. Hey.
Super thick rough.
Till the death. Till the death. So, getting back to the Buckeye schedule talk here, we mentioned, we kind of laughed at a few of the names that were on the list. And look, that's just, you got to fill out a schedule somehow. But I do, there is something there that I want to get into. So, 2020, the story today is that these schedules are completely set now all the way through 2023. That's a long way in advance. I know, let's take it year by year, day by day. We got the 2019 football season to look at, but if you're curious, 22 and 23 bring the Notre Dame matchup. Notre Dame on the road in 23. Notre Dame at the Shoe starting the season September 3rd in 22.
That's going to be fun.
That's going to be fun. 21, interesting start at Minnesota, right into Big Ten play on the road.
Row the boat.
On September 4th, Boat Rowers Unite. Oregon at the Shoe September 11th is the big one. And 2020, just next year, you'll start at home against BG and then Oregon on the road. So when I look at, let's take 23, okay. The last one up there.
Yeah.
You've got San Jose State and Western Kentucky. And Schlags, that's all you have for non-conference home games because you got to go to South Bend for that year.
Right.
That's the return trip. To me, I know, as I said before, I think I'm pretty sure I'm in the minority in this discussion. This is not the basketball me that's going to win out, where I like to pound my fist for scheduling tough. And I can actually get a Chris Holtmann to agree with me, or if I've heard him say, when all else is equal, err on the side of scheduling tough. You know, he'll be okay with this ridiculous gauntlet of a schedule this year. If you have a good enough team, you will be seated appropriately. You will get into March Madness. You will get into the tournament. It's a little bit different trying to get into just one of four spots in college football. I get all that. Everyone's trying to figure it out. I just have sort of a format in my head, and having two home games against the likes of a Western Kentucky and San Jose State for our fans here is not it. And I get it. We have Notre Dame on the schedule that year. That totally fills the bill as the top dog. I would like, Anthony, one top dog matchup, one, and I don't think I'm being unfair, one mid-level Power 5. Say like what an NC State is right now, all right? Like an NC State, North Carolina-ish type of program. And then one against a decent non-Power 5, like a Tulsa, something we've had before. I think the year we had, who was the other game we had when we had Virginia Tech and Navy? I think we might have had an Ohio school, like a Kent State or something like that. That, to me, is pretty good. Having, like, a service academy, a Navy, an Army, or an Air Force.
Right.
I like seeing those. That's just my ideal schedule, Anthony.
So, here's the deal. Perception is reality. And in the wake of having to go undefeated now to basically be in the running, I mean, ultimately, for schools outside of the SEC, it seems like all the talk radio is schools outside of the SEC basically have to run the table. They have to win their conference and run the table. That's it. So if that's what it's coming to, then why schedule any of them at all? Now, I will say this. having played in the 2005 Texas game, that was one of the funnest games I've ever been in. I mean, there was 200. That was the very first, like, 2-4 matchup. Remember, like, big-time non-conference teams coming together? There was 100,000 people inside. There was 200,000 people outside. It was amazing. I love those type of matchups. But who else are you going to get? And this is where the problem is. If you go get an NC State for a 2023 schedule, how do you know that NC State's going to be good on that year? And that's where the scheduling so far out in advance is difficult, because you don't know how good they're going to be.
I got another thing to say about this.
Okay,
but I know
we got
to take a quick break here. And
but we're coming back to this because I want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, of course we are. That's what I was saying here. And you guys, if you got anything to add to that, basically, plain and simple, would you rather see that second and third game lean more on the tougher side, better quality of game, or just easier cupcakes? Knowing what the system is right now, okay, which side of the equation would you be on? Throw it to the Buckeye Show, at the Buckeye Show. And Anthony, Schlegelvelli on Twitter. I'm there at Timmy Hall 971. More on this discussion with the schedule. Ohio State schedule's updated today. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Access The Fan anytime on The Fan mobile app, online at 971thefan.com, or on Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Rick Germain. And right now at Germain Lexus, we're hosting the Golden Opportunity Sales Event, and the incentives are fantastic. Lexus only has a few sales events each year, so it's a great time to take advantage of the best that Lexus has to offer. Right now, get great payments on our entire inventory and lease the 2019 UX for just $329 a month. You don't want to miss this golden opportunity. Get started at germainlexus.com. With approved credit, 36-month lease with 36-12 down, excludes official fees, taxes, and dealer charges, ends 9/3/19.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine. We feel great.
Can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
It's the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition smart bed, plus free home delivery on most beds. And Saturday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com.
Jeff Wireless Chevrolet has 3 locations, and there's one close to you in Canal Winchester. Come see us today or go online, where you can take advantage of our virtual test drive from your smartphone. Find new roads at Jeff Wireless Chevrolet of Columbus.com.
When it comes to my family's health care, I want the highest quality care possible. That's why I choose Buckeye Health Plan. Buckeye is rated number 1 in quality for Medicaid in Ohio. They cover doctor, dental, and vision visits, as well as prescription drugs, at no cost to me. Buckeye gives me rides to my doctor and has a free 24-hour nurse line. I even earn rewards for making healthy choices. Choose quality. Choose Buckeye. Go to choosebuckeye.com to find out how.
This is Bob Capace, owner of Worthington Jewelers. Our annual remount and upgrade event runs through the 24th. We'll help you with your diamond remount or upgrade to a new style. Shop local and come see us at Worthington Jewelers. One of a kind for a lifetime.
It's never too early to play in your fantasy football league. Join the Fan at the Ultimate Fantasy Football Draft Party at Hollywood Casino Columbus on Saturday, August 24th. Sign up at 971thefan.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966 for help. Must be 21 or older to enter.
It's the summer clearance event from Lindsay Honda.
Payments from $79, $139, $189, under $200 a month gets you into a new Lindsay Honda during the 2019 summer clearance.
We've got the largest Honda inventory in the Midwest and the largest indoor Honda mall in the world.
So shop over 1,000 new Hondas off I-70 and Bryce Road, all with clearance pricing, especially the back-to-school kid haulers, like a new Honda CR-V from $139 a month, or a full-size Pilot, only $189 a month, both with all-wheel drive.
Plus, every other Honda make and model you can imagine, like a brand-new Civic, a low $79 a month. But these deals are on in-stock basis, and once they're sold, they're gone.
Start your search at LindsayHonda.com or come by in person and experience Lindsay Honda yourself and find out why everyone says
Honda makes the cars, Lindsay makes the difference.
With approved credit and dealer contribution may affect consumer costs. 36-month leases and automatic models with up to $31.99 down. $59.99 Pilot plus tax, title, and documentation fee. 12K miles per year with penalty over.
Adena Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. At Adena's new ER in Chillicothe, we're using state-of-the-art technology to change the face of emergency care in the region. It's all part of Adena's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at Adena.org. Adena Health System, here for life.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Two men with very bad facial hair. I'm talking scary bad hair. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
Anthony Schlegel, Wild Man, in for Beamer. Talking about these schedules.
Let's go.
To run it back for you, Ohio State football schedules are out, and they are solidified through 2023. And we got matchups with Oregon coming. We're happy about that. Job well done. Thank you, Gene. I like how the top line game always sets up for Ohio State football. I think it's pretty darn good. This is a rare year that we're in, and this is no knock on Cincinnati. I think it's a very cool game. I'm glad that we do it.
Right.
I'm glad we give them a shot to take their swipe at the king in the state of Ohio. There are some programs in some states that wouldn't ever let a program like that even come to their place. And I'm not even saying, forget about making the return trip. I know, because Ohio State's not going to get into bed and go down and take a chance at Nippert or something like that. Because there's not a whole lot of good that can come from that in college football, but they let them come here. I would have hoped that Cincinnati, and I gotta look back on the schedule now. This was like 6 or 7 years ago. Hayden, try to find that. When Cincinnati was here, remember it was that BTN game. It was like a 5:30 kickoff. That was the second best non-conference game that year. Okay. Or maybe Cal was on the schedule.
You talking about in 14?
Yeah, what was it?
It was,
no, we didn't play Cincy in 14. That's the national championship year.
Yeah, we did. That's why I went to the game.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Right? What are we talking about? How
Oh my god!
That was a snoozer, but we beat them 50-28.
Read off the rest of the what was around it.
Navy, Vatek, Kent State, Cincy.
Oh my god! I didn't. You know what? I stopped looking at the schedule when I was looking at that one earlier today before the show because my mind was operating on the three non-conference games. That's what it was. And back then, there was four non-conference games. I just stopped looking down the schedule. Oh, my God. Yes. That was your game.
Yeah.
Of course. Yes.
Come on, man.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, first off, don't be sorry.
Hey, what a non-conference slate that is.
But, yeah, Vatek was good. They beat us, right? But they didn't turn out to be good. That's kind of was one of the things.
But
right?
We're talking about what kind of program were they you made the deal.
Exactly. When you
They're
made
a perennial 10-win program.
That is a difficult piece to scheduling, right? It's like, how good are they going to be? The thing is, with what you're talking about 2023, we kind of know what San Jose State will be.
They're San Jose State.
We kind of know what the... Now, the Hilltoppers have been a team that go up and down, right? They've had some really good coaches come out of there. So we don't really know, but I mean, obviously it's good to have the Notre Dame. Because then you look at the year before that, it's Notre Dame first, then you got Arkansas State and Toledo. Toledo has kind of been up and down, but they've always been there in the mix, in the MAC. But we, you know, Arkansas State, but that year, national championship year, Navy, Vatek, Kent State, Cincy, pretty good games.
That's a surprisingly good, there's structure to that, right? And I know that we're now in a 9-game conference schedule that changes things mightily. That's a whole extra game that you're talking about, and that's going to be a conference game. Now, certain years, that also might turn out to be a pile of garbage game. I mean, we've got some program, there's always going to be programs in your conference that really struggle. But you don't know necessarily if you're going to catch them or not, because Ohio State, this year, they get to dip into the West, what, three times? That's the format now. You play your division, then the opposite division three times, and they catch three ranked teams. They get the defending champ in Northwestern. Yep. You get Nebraska on the road, which is surely going to be a night game. And you get Wisconsin.
Yeah,
I mean, you get Wisconsin's the perennial power, and then an uptick Nebraska and a steady Eddie Northwestern. But my point is about the scheduling. And getting back to that, Notre Dame, we're happy with that. The top line games, in a perfect
Oregon
world.
Oregon and Notre Dame, it's great.
It's great. Oregon and Notre Dame, fantastic job. I'm glad you play those. That's great for our fans. It's interesting. That's great for college football. You'll play at Autzen Stadium, different kind of environment, right? You go to the West Coast, then they'll come here. We did the Oklahoma series. Seriously, good job on all that. But to those that would say we shouldn't do anything else in the second and third game, I just ask why, because it's simply just taking that same concept of how you're willing to schedule a big dog every single year. So you already are in the business of taking that risk, because if you were afraid of that, Anthony, you would just say, we're going to play nobody. We're going to say we play nine conference games. We're just going to play like a Cincinnati at best, you know, from here on out. But we don't do that, so why couldn't we get a little bit better in the second game and a little bit better in the third game as well, and things would adjust accordingly?
Well, here's the other thing. ADs and head coaches are all they're performance-based. So if you're at NC State, you want to show that in your tenure you won games, right? Hey, let's schedule NC State, right? They're up and coming. They're doing better in the ACC. I don't want to go play Ohio State. They're going to beat our face in. I'd rather go schedule somebody else that I know I can at least compete with or potentially beat to pad my stats. Like, listen, at the end of the day, we live in a performance-based college football landscape. The better the AD does at NC State, the better it is that he goes into a better Power 5 school, right? They're all trying to win. And so at the end of the day, they're like, okay, how do I get money and how do I get wins? How do I help my head coach get wins? Because me winning gets recruiting. So again, there's this fine line of how we mix it in. I'm neither here nor there. I would like to have a little bit of a better competition in the second game. One, as a fan, because I want to go see good football.
You want to see good football, right? You're paying money for this. You don't get that many of these games. You don't want to feel like it's just a roll the ball out, throwaway kind of
game. But what's the number
game?
One thing? Go to the college football playoff. Win the Big Ten.
I know.
So let's go do that.
Seriously, I know I'm in the minority here because everybody wants to figure out the way to the college football playoff. We haven't seen the example yet. I think we were darn close to seeing the multiple loss team get in. It just so happened that I think one of those teams turned into lose three times, but it was really, really close. Just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it couldn't happen. If you are truly and honestly a good football team and you played a rigorous schedule,
yeah.
I mean a rigorous schedule, but just make believe, because I think there was actually a year on Ohio State's schedule, because we look at this all the time, and Beam and I both say there's no way. There's not a chance in hell that it's going to stay
you,
that
I'll
way.
Give you one.
That has Texas and Washington on it in the same year.
I'll give
that,
you
it's one. Not going to stay that way, because we know we live in this world.
When we played in 2005, we got beat by Texas and Penn State at Penn State. Penn State ended up finishing third in the country. Texas won the national championship, right? Like, who are you taking in those college football playoffs? If we go in there, I know we were one of the best four to go in. So ultimately, at the end of the day, I understand what you're saying. Here's the problem, though. At Ohio State, at Oklahoma, Big Ten, Big 12, ACC, you got to run the table. And if you get beat early by a really, really, really good,
all right,
good team, you have a chance to get in if you win your conference. But you can't have it, so it's kind of like, why do we want to go there?
Would you, when I had Matty Andrews on the show, we were looking at some things, trying to like kind of nitpick at college football in general and what are the things that, not necessarily broken, that's what the dude in Alabama was saying, that it was broken, but we're talking expansion. Would you at least agree with me that that's one of the things that's a little unfair in college football? Scheduling. In general, with the Power Fives, where we have so many teams that are just, we're in an ocean of college football teams, and there's only a couple of sharks that are out there.
Yeah.
Would you at least agree with that? Because when we're talking about two home games being a level of San Jose State and Western Kentucky, and there could be other programs out there that just think to themselves, we're playing a wildly more difficult schedule in a certain year. It's not equal. It really isn't.
Go be a bigger shark.
That's why it's tough.
Don't be soft.
To hammer this out.
Listen, everybody's getting Big Ten money in the Big Ten. Go spend it wisely. Go spend $2.3 million on recruiting like they do at Georgia. Listen, if you want dudes, go do something that's going to bring dudes to your program to win. Go hire great head coaches. That's going to put people in the seats, and you're going to be able to beat teams. So I don't care if it's a shark. Go be a bigger shark. You know what I mean? Like, it's competitive. So go figure it out.
But there's some people out there that just can't be bigger sharks.
In the Power Five, no, and that's why eventually it's going to go to where it's just 16 teams. There's going to be one division. There's going to be another division. It's going to be the haves and the have-nots, and it's just how it is. But what you want it to be completely fair? Everybody gets a share of the same revenue. Everybody gets to recruit the same kids. Not everybody has the same recruiting or education standards, right? So
I'm not asking for everything at once.
Yeah.
And I know it's a system where, you know, the folks that have, it's kind of like baseball, right? Where there's certain programs, they have the luxury of having more money and having bigger budgets and things like that.
Why do we have
Notre Dame can get its own TV deal type of thing?
Which hurt Notre Dame because they should be in the ACC, and because they're not, it's why they
are. Well, they got the 5-game deal with the ACC.
Who cares? They should never have been allowed into the conference playoffs last year because they weren't good enough.
And their schedule is also not equal. And a lot of times their schedule looks pretty good, but it fluctuates from year to year, and they don't play a 13th
so far,
game.
Exactly. They play it so far in advance. This year's schedule was down.
Things like that
to
me,
though. And they still got in.
Things like that to me are kind of a big deal. When other programs are out there playing a top five team in the nation and putting themselves and their bodies on the line, and another team is playing nobody. Like, things like that, I'm not asking to fix the whole system, but from a scheduling standpoint, where everyone has a conference schedule and everyone plays a rotating certain quality of non-conference games, I think is a starting point that one day we could get to. But that was very interesting. Thank you for entertaining me on that. Buckeye schedules, go check them out. They're out until 2023. And there's some other matchups set beyond that that you can go and look at, like Washington was one that we said. Want to get heavier into the secondary tonight. Could it be one of the deepest spots on the team? We'll discuss that next. Schlegel is in. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Radio. It opens your mind to stimulating conversation and live sports. And best of all, it still costs $0. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we're all about quality. We mix cane sauce in our restaurants every day. And our chicken is hand-battered and cooked to order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. And our lemonade is always freshly squeezed.
Open the window.
And why do we do all this? Because it makes a difference. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Who can help you score a touchdown with your finances? How about our friends at Credit Union of Ohio? Whether you're looking to buy a new home or make upgrades like a finished basement to watch all the big games, their team of experts will help you get the funds you need. It's a great time to make those renovations you've been dreaming about. Credit Union of Ohio is your local mortgage lender. Learn more about their home loan options at cuofohio.org. That's cuofohio.org. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Come on over to Heartland.
Now, with all the bank consolidation going on, are you now truly just a number? Who's helping you with your financial affairs? Do they work together as a team for your best returns and decisions? Come see why community banking is the place to be. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey Buckeye fans, AEP Energy is redefining the game with smart energy choices for your home or business. Take advantage of AEP Energy's renewable energy plans to protect the environment and protect your wallet from rising energy costs. Boundless choices, boundless commitment, boundless energy. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. That's aepenergy.com/OSU, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
Fannygate is back. Join us every Saturday home game across from St. John Arena on Lane Avenue. Catch the live pregame show and challenge Anthony Schlegel to various feats of strength.
Presented by Honda Power Equipment from Buckeye Power Sales.
The Fan.
Valued at $315.
It's clearance time at Hugh White Honda during the Honda Summer Spectacular event. With approved credit, take advantage of Hugh White Honda's best lease offers of the year. Interest-free financing on select models. And up to $1,000 over Black Book for your trade. Plus, at Hugh White Honda, get 2 years complimentary maintenance on every new Honda in stock. Lease or purchase a new Honda from Hugh White Honda, and the first 2 years of service are on us. It's clearance time at Hugh White Honda. Hurry in for best selection. See it all at HughWhiteHonda.com.
Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
When one thinks of the deli, the sunny shores of Waikiki don't typically come to mind.
But Boar's Head is anything but typical. Introducing our new bold Aloha Sunshine Turkey. Sweet, savory, and dare we say, tropical. Coated in a savory pineapple-flavored glaze. It's a taste of Polynesian paradise right at your deli. Bon appetit, bon voyage, and of course, Aloha. Bold Aloha Sunshine Turkey. Available fresh from the deli and only from Boar's Head. Compromise elsewhere.
If you've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, explore all your treatment options, including CyberKnife. CyberKnife is just 5 treatments, not the typical 40 or more for other treatments. CyberKnife is non-invasive with minimal risk of side effects like impotence and incontinence. Our CyberKnife team is committed to helping you decide the right treatment for your prostate cancer. It's your prostate, your cancer, and your choice. Call us at 380-898-8300 or visit our website at columbusck.com. Columbus CyberKnife is a service of Mount Carmel.
No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there is no guarantee you will experience these results.
Hey fans, Blue Jackets hockey is back. Single game tickets go on sale Friday, August 23rd at 10 a.m. Lock in the best games, including opening night on October 4th. Head to BlueJackets.com to secure your seat.
Jackets win!
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers, it's all available to you in the Fan Store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Federal Elite Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Failed student play-by-play voices? Check. The Buckeye Show on The Fan.
All right, we changed our minds. We're having too much fun with this scheduling conversation. It just continued on for another 5 minutes during the break.
While we were waiting.
So I just teased we're going to talk about the secondary. I want to get to some of these guys like Jeffrey Okuda, and I'm a big, big fan of Sean Wade, you may have heard. Love that guy. Love him. Jeff Hafley, the coach, he looks like a star.
I love Jeff.
Top of the hour. We'll get right into the secondary for Ohio State. But I love these kinds of conversations because we're just kind of like thinking on the fly.
Yeah, on the fly. Creating solutions. Yeah, entrepreneurial. That's what you do.
Talking about the structure of college football and things that might happen and things that might make it better. So I guess first things first, one of the biggest conversations over the last couple of years when teams get left out, namely Ohio State, Pac-12 teams get left out. Are you a proponent of any kind of expansion? Not saying you got to pick exactly the form, but someone told you we can expand. Would you just at your crux say yes or no? Let's do it.
Yeah, I would because I love the tourney, right? That's why everybody loves college basketball. It's the tourney.
Best postseason in sports, and the NFL playoffs is second best.
I love the NFL, right? So that being said, I'm like, we were talking off air. Get rid of the non-conference games. Go straight to conference.
Start this off at because this is like a new thing. People have to open their ears and take a second and take a deep breath because you're about to go into like a big Anthony Schlegel future format for college football. Start, take a deep breath. Let's zero the planes and now let's go. New college football.
Okay, eliminate all non-conference games and start your season off in conference. We have 9 in-conference games this season. So you play your conference just how we're doing it.
So everyone has to get on board.
Everybody.
The power conferences have to do 9 games.
We all
have to do the same.
Yeah, everybody's doing the same.
A rotating schedule based on like 3 in your cross division, right. 6 in your own division, right?
Which is going to hurt the Big 12. Big 12's going to have to bring some people in, right?
They will.
They have to. Somehow,
hey, good for Cincinnati.
And that's where I think.
Houston.
I think they're going to eventually go to 16 teams. All of these guys are going to go to 16 big boys, they're going to bring them in. Like,
and siphon it off.
Like, honestly, if I'm the Big 12, I'm going UCF and I'm going Cincinnati. Why? It gives me eyeballs in Cincinnati market. It gives me eyeballs in the Orlando market. I can recruit Florida. I can recruit Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
They already have it. Protects West Virginia, allows West Virginia to get some people.
Okay.
Anyways, they need to expand.
I see where you're going with this. I'm fascinated by all the ideas about what to do with expansion or formats. I like it.
But anyways, I just think that you got to eliminate the non-conference games, go right to your schedule and start playing that. Your 10th game would basically be a bracket of your conference, right? So one would play 2 for the conference championship. We have an East and a West. Boom. They meet up and play. There's probably a 3rd and a 4th game, a 5 and 6 game, right? After all those games are played, you then have 8, 16, I don't care, 16, let's just say a 16-team playoff where you have 4 or 5 conference champions, right? We have 5 now, so you have 5 conference champions. You have the Notre Dame that's in the mix. Where do they fall? And then you basically create your bracket off of that. Then you have everybody else that's outside the top 16. Then maybe they have 1 or 2 extra games because they didn't get a 10th game. Or maybe they did. I don't know. They play. Then from there, boom, you go to the bowl games. And that's how you play the bowl games.
You could fix the crappy bowl games where you could have, you know, 17 versus 18, 18 versus 19, 20 versus 21. People, better games. Forget about all the conference affiliation for all these bowls that nobody knows what they are. And they have a new sponsor tag every year. Yeah, that would make that better. But it's a wild idea. It's a wild plan. I enjoyed listening to it. There's a couple of holes in it.
There's a million
holes in it, right? But that's the fun of this. What would you do about getting the big school athletics directors and their budgets, their home games? Because in a lot of football seasons, you'll have 7 home games in your town guaranteed. And that is a major moneymaker makes the university go around.
Ohio State's making $5 to $7 million a game.
Right.
That's why you want to go there, right? Like, that's why they have to have home games. So, yeah, a huge problem.
How do we do that? Because that's only 10 games, or 9, really.
One way that you would be able to do that is all the TV money has to be involved in this, too, because they have to recoup that money that they're losing by not having a home game. So whether it's TV money or something from those venues that they go play, or maybe those extra games are home games, I don't know.
Well, I know you at least start with those playoff games being at home sites.
You have to somehow be able to recoup that money that you're losing by not having additional home games through the television money. That's the only way you can do it.
God, I mean, if you...
And it does. It also sucks for the fan.
If you came up with something good enough, I mean, really, like if you hit a grand slam with the next format for college football, you would think that the money would follow. Right?
Hey,
there's that whole big conversation to be had about players wanting and deserving a bigger piece of it, too. That always comes into the equation.
How many games do you play in high school? You play 10. There's 5 home, 5 on the road. Guess what? If you go to something like this, it will make Ohio State game days so much more special because you've limited the quantity. And you've gotten better quality. And so whoever it is at home, it is a conference game and it means something because you want to have this seating in the bracket, in the tournament, where you're in the playoff, whatever you want to call it. So you want to win every single one.
Yeah.
So those 5 that are at home, it will be epic in the shoe.
Part of my problem with what we were talking about this whole entire hour when it started off with just kind of making a joke.
This is your fault for like giving me this shit.
This was good.
I mean,
but
I'm just kidding.
What started off as, hey, haha, Arkansas State, San Jose State, and West Kentucky are on the schedule. And it's like, yeah, you don't need to worry about that. Those aren't games you're going to circle on the calendar. But the thing of it is for me is I'd like to get to a day somewhere in the future in college football where you just don't have to have the games like that. And it's sorry to say for like the San Jose's and the Western Kentucky's of the world, but it's sacred, right? College football, Ohio State football is sacred. And when you only get 6 or 7 of these Saturdays all year in a 365, man, you don't want to feel like you're kicking one away. That's what it is.
But are you really kicking one away? Like if you go to a better, like again, you said you wanted better games.
But I don't think it's fair to have to sacrifice quality, like what you just said there. I don't think it's fair to have to sacrifice a quality of a game just to make sure that your chances are better to get to the party at the end. That to me is not how it should operate.
I just want really meaningful games, and somehow if we could wrap that up in 14 or less games so the kids aren't killing their bodies, that would be better for me.
Here's the easiest case I can make for the strength of schedule thing. Are you going to look me straight in the eye and say, I played Notre Dame on the road in the lights, lost by 2, highly contested game, and then for some reason, somehow, I had, say, a home game against Washington, big-time game, we beat them, and I had a road game at Clemson, number 2 team in the country, lost by 1, 20-19, Death Valley at night. Just a great football game.
I wish everybody could see your face.
Great football
right now.
Game.
I love it.
Just it happened we lost, and right. I'm 1-2 there.
Yeah.
You telling me that I run the tables, win my conference, go 10-2, win the Big Ten championship, I'm not getting a sniff at the college football playoff?
You're not getting a sniff.
Out of your damn mind.
If there's 4 other teams that went undefeated, if there's 4 other teams that went undefeated, you ain't getting in.
It's unfair. Oh, that's broke.
So it is broke. That's what I'm saying. Like there needs to be more I'd rather have quality, because when you go to the playoffs or you have this other game, people are going to be up for it. It's going to be, it'd be amazing. However, at the end of the day, go Bucks.
Go Bucks, beat cancer. That's all that really matters.
Yep, and
good
Florida
talk.
Atlantic. Yeah,
good talk.
I like
and
it.
Destroy Florida Atlantic. Lane Put Kiffin. Lane Kiffin in his place. Schlegel is in. Get to the secondary talk. Top of the hour. That's next. Buckeye Show on the Fan.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon. Fueling the
October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP experience at OhioState4miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Cruise for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit OhioStateFourMiler.com for more info, and we'll see you in the shoe.
Celebrating its 25th year, BBB's Torch Award for Ethics shines a spotlight on businesses and organizations that exemplify trust in our community. If you are a business leader whose organization promotes high character standards, we encourage you to apply for the 2019 Torch Award for Ethics. For more information on the entry process, to nominate a company, or to join us at our 25th anniversary event, please visit bbbtorchaward.com.
When your furnace or air conditioner stops working, you can always rely on Atlas Butler to get it up and running the same day. So why not depend on Atlas Butler for all your plumbing needs? Our expert plumbers can take care of anything from a clogged drain to a broken water heater. We work on all brands of water heaters and plumbing equipment. One call does it all.
Inside the Crew, your weekly look at all things black and gold. Only on your flagship home for Crew soccer, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Right now at Germain Lexus, we're hosting the Golden Opportunity Sales Event, and the incentives are fantastic. Enjoy low lease payments and financing rates as low as 0%. To get started, go to germainlexus.com. Financing on a limited term with approved credit ends 9/3/19.
Explore Ohio's place in national sports history in Ohio, Champion of Sports, on exhibit at the Ohio History Center. Learn about the birth of the NFL and the MLB, the youngest woman to qualify for the Indy 500, and more. Visit ohiohistory.org/sports to buy your tickets today.
My house has a new glow. I love my
here. Right now, for every window you buy, you get the next one free. No limits and 0% financing for 36 months. Call 614-221-0700 or go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quote Insurance Studios.
They do the shopping. You do the saving. CompareQuoteInsurance.com.
WBNS FM HD1 Columbus. The Fan. It's raining gold pants. It's Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall on the Buckeye Show.
All right, good to have everybody here tonight.
Woo, woo, woo.
Those are the Florida Atlantic Owls flying by. They're going to fly right into a tree. Because it's daytime, and they don't do well out here. Anthony Schlegel. Oh, Anthony Schlegel is in for Beamer today. He was on earlier. Triple H, our boy Hayden back there. He's doing the Corey Hart thing, sunglasses. He's wearing the shades inside, wearing his sunglasses at night.
His
future's
looking
fine.
So bright.
It is.
He's got to wear shades.
It's so bright. I just got to protect my vision. You know,
maybe he just got LASIK. I don't know.
I don't think he did.
Okay.
But he's crafting a poll question right now that piggybacks off of the whole entire discussion we had in hour number one. So check it out. I'm trying to make we tried to craft the poll question in such a way where you had to actually challenge yourself. Because we didn't put the options, Schlegs, as you can A, schedule weak but make the college football playoff, or B, schedule tough and miss the college football playoff. That would be
That would be
why would
stupid.
You put the answers that way?
What are you talking about?
You'd want to make the college football playoff. That's what I'm trying to get at. Just at your core, what would you rather have?
I just want good games.
Tell me what you want, and then we'll take that information, and then we try to fix the problem with it, if there is one.
I think it's tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Exactly. I
want good games, and I want the Buckeyes to win. That's what I want.
All right, let's get into some Buckeye
let's
football
go.
In this hour. So
what we got? Talk to me.
I love
what do you
the
love?
Back end of this defense.
Hmm.
You know, the back seven was not the strength of the team. That's right, Schlegs. Was not the strength of the football team last year. The defensive stats, they really, really sloughed off from what you're used to from a silver bullet defense. But we are hearing so much noise coming out of the Woody this offseason, this preseason, and it's the linebackers, it's the depth there. I really think that with the secondary, we could be talking about one of the strengths of this football team. I think Jeffrey Okuda, with another year under his belt, is a star in the making. Jordan Fuller is a veteran. He's a leader. He's a star. He was your leading tackler on the football squad last year, which a lot of people would say that's kind of not what you want, and I would agree with them.
100% not what you want.
I think Sean Wade is a budding star, and you're talking about him being more of a Swiss Army guy instead of like a lockdown corner. He's a nickel. He's a corner. He's a strong safety. I think Sean Wade is bullet potential. Then you got that bullet in Brendan White, the dude who burst onto the scene late last year and started doing things. I think Proctor's a great player back there. Damon Arnett, he's just a corner that's been out there on his island, just sort of quietly doing his job last year as a Buckeye football player coming up. I think there's a lot to like, and I love Jeff Hafley, the new coach who's coaching them.
Yeah, so I agree with everything that you've said, but the reason that I'm really excited about them, it has nothing really to do with their talent. It has to do with, I think, that you have a guy and a co-coordinator and Jeff Hafley who's bringing, again, coaching, teaching. You're always marketing to your guys. You have a young guy come in here, but guess what? He has 7 to 8 years NFL experience. He's showing guys what they're going to do off of NFL tape. Ohio State, guys, has had 7 corners drafted over the last 6 years.
Plenty.
Right? We always played press man. We saw what that looked like. Let's look at what Michigan was doing playing man coverage when we ran crossers on them all the time, right? That's embarrassing. How about when guys were running around and they were dumping screen passes on us because we were playing press man all the time? I remember when we played a ton of cover 4. Man, a lot of cover 8, man within a zone, a lot of cover 3, cover 6. Those are zone principles, zone pressures. Really, when Urban came here, he always ran press man. That's what he likes. He likes to recruit those type of guys. And you never really saw a lot of disguising, right? We had that. I remember when we played here, we would tell guys in the back end, hey, let's show this, right? As the game progressed, hey, this quarterback thinks we're playing this. Let's show him this, right? To give us an advantage because we were all on the same page. There's a great quote. How do you know when your team's ready? When everyone knows what they're doing and why they are doing it. Guess what? That's how you have a silver bullet defense. Guess what? That quote's by Bill Belichick. Okay? So at the end of the day, somebody who knows something about defense, Bill Belichick, everybody can communicate and know what they're doing and play at a high level. We got high-level guys. And what I like about what Coach Jeff Hafley's doing is he's saying, hey, listen, you have a unique skill set. You have been coached from day one to play press man. You as a cornerback in high school have been coached to play press man. You have that type of capability, which will serve you well. Now let's expand our mind and let's play some zone. Because what's going to happen is when I can go from zone to man, again, these are college quarterbacks. It's going to confuse them. What do we have that's at an elite level right now at Ohio State? It's called a defensive line. Coached by one of the best in the country, Larry Johnson.
One that can rotate, too, and stay fresh and really get after a quarterback late in games.
So now you have guys with the ability to play zone, with the ability to play man, all within the same personnel, giving different looks. You now have a quarterback that's going to pat it 1 or 2 times, and you're going to have pressure in his face.
I'm all for
That's why I love this group. That's why I love it.
I'm all for confusing the opposition if you can do so effectively without confusing yourself.
And why can they do that now? You listen, at the end of the day, the four same guys at linebacker are popping up, right? They're older guys. This group is an older group. They already have game experience. They know ball. And the luxury you have as a new educator and teacher is you're coming in. He's not blowing this up. They were great for a long time. They had two bad years, and so something had to be done. However, he's coming in and saying, we're going to reteach this. We're going to revamp it, him and Madison, and say, hey, guys, we're going to have the ability to have the best 11 on the field, whether it's three linebackers, a bullet position, whether it's Wade playing nickel. We're going to have these different things. But we're not just going to be a press man team, know what we're going to do on every single play day in and day out. We're going to play zone. We're going to play man. We're going to blitz and bring pressure. And we're going to get after and affect the quarterback. Silver bullet defense on three. Bam. There you go.
It makes a heck of a lot of sense that the more zone principles you can install to supplant some of the press man coverage, you're going to be able to get to more footballs. You're going to be able to sit and read and react a little bit more, especially on some of those shorter routes. You might confuse some wide receivers. You might just be able to read the quarterback's eyes, watch play for the first quarter and a half or something like that. Then as a game wears on, you can go back and fool them, play some press man coverage, get right up in their grill. And then when you get off, they'll think you're playing 10 yards off the ball, but you'll already have like a certain check from the quarterback to the receiver of something that's going to be one of those 10-yard out routes. You'll be able to step right in front of one and house one for a pick six.
And that's what you want, right? So with that communication comes opportunity, being able to show multiple looks. And again, remember, I remember playing. Everybody's like, why does Ohio State always give up the flat? Well, we're playing zone. But when you have the ability to go zone and man and sugar a little bit, which means we call disguise, right? So maybe we're playing thirds. What does a third mean? It means there's three guys deep, right? Cover three, there's three guys deep, right? What is quarters? Quarter man. Okay, so there's all these different principles, but when you can go and show cover two, but really play cover three, or you can show press man
absolutely
and bail out,
yeah,
you're gonna have
it's not that difficult either. If you know you're doing it and you have a smart team and you got a guy like Jordan Fuller back there, you got a guy like Tuff Borland that's on the football field too. Smart
Malik,
guys.
Malik Smart.
You don't have to overcomplicate it. You can start by showing a certain look and then quickly get into the other one.
Right.
Trick the offense. Yeah.
But here's the deal. At the end of the day, you can only put in what your guys can handle. And number one thing is you have to allow them to play fast. I think Ohio State got in this mindset of we're going to play press man. That's what we're going to do, and we're just going to allow our guys to play really fast.
And that's
The problem was last year you saw poor coaching because, listen, everybody, 18 to 22-year-olds do what they're coached to do. If they're out of position or they're mugging up on the line of scrimmage, they were taught to do that. Okay, so it's not the kid. It's the coach. So now I expect this year that to be different. Okay? So I think that we're – and that's why I can't wait for week one. I'm ready to see this defense.
I am too. Good breakdown, Anthony. Let me give you Jeff Hafley right here, because this was a cut – This was interesting. You talk about getting, you know, these Ohio State silver bullets, the key word, the secondary guys, the DBs, ready for the next level. And he was talking about how these guys need to enjoy college football a little bit, not always worry about the next level.
I try to teach them what it's like there, right, and how fun and great it is to be here right now with your teammates that you've been with at your school. And then for some, this is going to be the most fun they ever have playing football, and they need to embrace that. There's going to be plenty other time down the road if they're fortunate enough to play in the NFL. But for now, this group's close. They've done an unbelievable job here, getting the right people, gelling this thing together. There's nothing like that. Because, you know, in the NFL, it's every time you look around, the roster is different. This is the only time in their lives where they'll have a group of people that they can really do this together with, and they have to embrace that.
It's a good message. It's a live in the now kind of message. And I think there's also some subtle hints in there from Jeff Hafley at nothing that I am doing here tinkering is going to make these Ohio State defensive backs any less prepared for the NFL. If anything, it's going to put them in there more prepared because I'm going to give them a little bit of other looks that they weren't used to giving. They'll get plenty of opportunities for their film to play press man. And then they'll get plenty of opportunities to go out and get the football, too,
right,
which is also something that looks great on film. You stepping in front of a pass and snagging it with your mitts and hanging on to a football when you get the chance.
What he said, I mean, I absolutely agree with him. I love that he said it. I love that he's teaching his guys that, because you got to live in the present. And, I mean, I can honestly tell you, you got Bobby, you got AJ, you got James Laurinaitis. I mean, guys that play together, us four that play together. We all live here in Columbus, Ohio. James is from Minnesota. I'm from Texas. Right, Bobby's from L-Town, and AJ's from, you know, Cincinnati area, Circle or Centerville. But we're all here. We all got kids, and we see each other. We hang out, and we do things. It's a special place, and it's a special time in their lives, and you can't take it for granted, because guess what? The NFL is not for long, and you go in there, and all of a sudden, Johnny's not in the building anymore. You thought Johnny was doing good, or you thought, hey, I'm going to play for 4 years. Next thing you know, you're only playing for two or three. Yeah. It's like, hey, I miss those times at Ohio State.
Yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy it while they're here. Just like I'm enjoying this show with you for the next 45 minutes. So all the latest in the conference that you know and love, including got a Buckeye ruffling some Big Ten West feathers. That and more, the Big Ten Insider Schlegel is in for Beamer tonight. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Death, taxes, and beating Michigan every damn year. This is your flagship home for Ohio State football. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, in partnership with Ohio State Athletics, is pleased to launch the Scarlet and Gray Business Network. This program supports the Ohio small business community and associates your business with one of the strongest brands in college athletics, the Ohio State Buckeyes. To learn more or to join the Scarlet and Gray Business Network, visit sgbnetwork.com. Presented by the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, digital marketing for your business.
Toyota's National Clearance Event is on, with great clearance deals on the last of the 2019s. Now through September 3rd, Toyota has just announced $1,250 total cash back on the new Go Anywhere 4Runner and $1,750 total cash back on the rugged new 2019 Tacoma. Or get $3,000 cash back on a new full-size Toyota Tundra. Cash back excludes TRD Pro. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
For over 30 years, Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse has been serving Columbus with the finest award-winning thick-cut aged steaks. Consistently voted Columbus's best steakhouse, Hyde Park is also rated excellent by Zagat Guide as one of the top steakhouses in the country. Enjoy happy hour cocktails Monday through Friday with bar plates starting at $5. Located in Upper Arlington, downtown, and Dublin, Hyde Park can accommodate events for groups of 6 to 300. Hyde Park knows Buckeye fans demand the best. That's why they're a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Adena Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. We're expanding our services with walk-in clinics, after-hours care, and more providers than ever. It's all part of Adena's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at adena.org. Adena Health System, here for life.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there, and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
Come on over to Heartland.
Getting a mortgage? We take pride in providing the value and service you deserve in one of the most important transactions you'll ever have. Community banks have the most flexibility and the lowest rates. Now fact check that. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Football and point spread conversation is about to invade your ear hole. Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas host On the Money every Sunday morning from 11 to 1.
Presented by Peak Performance for Men.
The Fan.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
I'd been smoking for a while.
I tried vaping when it first came out. It just didn't work for me. But recently, I tried MyBlu, and it actually gave me the nicotine satisfaction I was looking for. MyBlu is easy to use, and it lasts all day. I even like having the different flavors and nicotine options. It's nice having a choice. I think other smokers will be surprised by MyBlu. I certainly was.
Find MyBlu in a store near you or order online, MyBlu.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
A recent AAA survey says that 2 out of 3 U.S. drivers don't trust auto repair shops, recommending unnecessary services, overcharging for services, and negative past experiences top the list. Hi, I'm Eric Raber, owner of ER Auto Care. In 2007, I thought there's got to be a better way to do auto repair. At ER Auto Care, we give you a free inspection with an estimate at every visit, not a labor charge and high-pressure sales tactics like the other guys. So if you've ever felt lied to when it came to auto repair, come to ER Auto Care. We'd love to be your auto repair shop. We service all American, Asian, and European vehicles, plus light-duty trucks, with quality that beats the dealer and without dealer pricing. Call us at 614-363-0509. We're just 20 minutes west of Columbus at 8005 Lafayette Plain City Road in Plain City. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and on the web at erautocare.com.
The Buckeyes Show is presented by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit columbusmitsu.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It's Big Ten Insider. All the news and notes from across the conference.
Brought to you by United Dairy Farmers. United Dairy Farmers are keeping it fresh in the neighborhood. Handmade malts, nitro cold brew coffees, and so much more.
All right, Schlegel is in for Beamer tonight, rolling through this second hour of the Buckeyes Show. Been a good, fun night. Getting ready for football.
Yeah,
ready
buddy.
For football for real. Lane is coming. Florida Atlantic next Saturday. So we got some crazy gym things.
You said next Saturday. That's
next
amazing.
Saturday. We'll have some crazy gym things in a moment. So earlier today, I was giving, Chops here at the station, right?
Yes.
The big guy. Hi, I'm Chops. Ah, he's got the big hair and everything.
Yep.
Producer for Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Yep.
Big guy. Loves Iowa. This is a kid that went to Ohio State, but because his parents went to Iowa so hard, he would go to a Buckeye basketball game when Iowa was playing the Buckeyes, and he'd wear an Iowa basketball jersey. Like, he'd wear his, I don't know, he'd wear his Luke Recker Iowa jersey.
I don't know.
In the Bucknuts fan section.
I was born in Iowa, so I actually grew up rooting for the Hawkeyes, only because my family was living there. And matter of fact, my son's best friend loves the Hawkeyes, and he would 100% root for them, but he would root for the Buckeyes every other time. I got no problem with that. I do remember going and playing at Iowa in 2004 and getting our face pounded, though I had 15 tackles, which was fun in front of my family, but we still got the piss beat out of us.
They've pounded our faces at different points, along this way, but not usually,
uniform.
Though.
I love their uniform, black and gold like that. Always made you think of the Steelers. Anyways, what's up? What's up? What's up with Chops? What are you talking about?
I in his honor, because we were giving him such a hard time today, I thought I'd look up an Iowa story for the first one on our Big Ten segment tonight here on the show. So I found something where one of his Iowa dudes, I don't know who Andrew Wade is, but he works for, I don't even know how to say the name of the site. DEA rolled gold.com.
That sounds stupid.
It's a fan sided thing. I don't even know what these words
are. Our fan sites are way better.
Dear old gold.com.
They're not even gold, they're yellow. That's stupid. That's a bad name.
I saw DEA. I've been watching Breaking Bad. I just thought, like, Drug Enforcement Agency. So cool. That's where. So anyway. Apparently, Stan Jackson, Ohio State quarterback, was doing some things on Big Ten Network, and they're doing some preview segments, and they were talking about best defensive ends in the Big Ten. And this blogger for Iowa I would actually say he's to some extent right, because A.J. Epenesa is a stud. He is a freakishly good football player for the Iowa Hawkeyes. and he was just bent out of shape that Stan could possibly have him as the third best defensive end in the Big Ten. Says he was truly appalled. But the thing that he leaves out, he throws the shot in there, but says, granted, he was an Ohio State alumni, so take that for what it's worth. So he filters that in there. But he also doesn't tell me what Stanley had as his top two. I think I have an idea. Chase sure. Young was... It doesn't say it in his article, so I don't know.
Well, who was Stan's
That's
top
what bothers
two?
Me. I don't know, because this guy does the article yelling at Stan for having AJ Epenesa at number three, but he doesn't even put down in writing, well, who did he pick as two and one? I'm just going to guess that it's the kid from Penn State at two, Gross Matos, yeah. and Chase Young at one, which... Yeah, you should probably have AJ Epenesa in the top two. Chase and AJ. That would be it.
Who cares?
That'd be the guys.
It's a preseason. Show your pie hole.
Iowa's got to be upset about something.
Show your pie hole and get a better website name. There you go. Poof David Copperfield. Hey, why don't you complain about the fact that your head ball coach, who goes 7-5, just renews his contract and is the highest paid person in the state of Iowa. By the way, I mean, Kirk Ferentz has been there forever. Iowa loves being mediocre. As long as they win 10 games, one every 5 years, everybody's getting paid. Let's go. That's
all right,
how it works.
So what is Crazy Jim up to? You were reading something where Jim Harbaugh is, he's got a book coming out, and
why is he writing a book?
He's yelling at the SEC. I doubt he's writing it.
What's I know, but say? Why is he sitting down? People to write a book.
John U. Bacon. I've heard of the Bacon guy. He writes a lot of books, and it's called Overtime, Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines at the Crossroads of College Football.
Is he related to Kevin Bacon? If he was, I might read this.
You know what? Let's just
maybe
say...
Maybe John Bacon is getting footloose out there.
Let's just say that that's his son.
The team up north. Okay.
Because it'd be better if you were related to Kevin Bacon.
It'd be amazing.
Let me run it through. Let me run it through four. Let me run it through. So what I'm seeing here is that he is referring to some recruiters in the SEC. He said, quote, it's hard to beat the cheaters. So talking about recruiting and taking some shots at SEC schools. And it says Michigan's director of recruiting, Matt Dudek, explains in Bacon's book that the school is competing in recruiting both on the field and in the classroom, according to Forbes. And now this is Dudek talking. Name another school that competes with the Blue Bloods athletically. We're talking Ohio State, Bama, Clemson, while competing with the Blue Bloods academically. Stanford, Northwestern, Princeton. Most of the players we recruit are good enough to play for Bama or Clemson and smart enough to play for Ivy League schools. If you don't win in the classroom on Monday, you won't be here for many Saturdays. You know, it just sounds to me like... That's another excuse.
It's an excuse
for why we're having problems. And it really sounds to me like you're making yourselves out to be the greatest combination of athletics and academics that has ever existed. What about, I mean, I know these things fluctuate, like U.S. News and World Report rankings and things like that, but most people I've talked to, they have a hard time getting in Ohio State, right? And I think everywhere there's certain things that can be done when you're giving out scholarships to high-quality, top-notch athletes, right? I'm not saying that any of the Duke athletes that they get in are dumb. I'm not saying that at all. But when you look at the fact that their basketball program entertains so many one-and-dones and what that does to, say, like an academic progress rate, like there's got to be at least something there, right? Like Duke is one of the most fantastic academic institutions that there is. But they don't have really any problem, right, getting the basketball recruit that they want.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that unfair to say?
That's real. They just had three top dudes.
They seem to be able to get any one and done that they want. I'm not saying that the guys that they are getting aren't smart and don't deserve to be there. I'm just saying take a look at the situation. And why is Michigan able to say this? And there's so many other programs out there that could also say the same exact thing. Ohio State is a very, very tough school to get into. Michigan's a very, very tough school to get into. One team is kicking the other one's tail, and it's ugly right now.
Yeah, my whole thing with this is why even talk about it? Like, ultimately, at the end of the day, go spend money, get better recruits, right? The one thing you've seen here at Ohio State with Urban that he did a phenomenal job with was going out and getting recruiting. getting recruits. Just like any business out there, you have to have talent. And you have to recruit from within that talent. And they have to grow and mature. At Ohio State, we do that at a very rapid pace because you lose guys in the NFL. Guys that come here that want to be starters, they then transfer. That happens. That's attrition. That's part of having the best of the best. And we have that here. Michigan, go out there and do it. I don't like the fact that he's like, hey, he read this guy, Kevin Bacon Jr., John Bacon reported earlier this month that Rashawn Gary was offered $300,000 to play elsewhere. Okay, you know what? Here's the deal. Fine.
All right. So was Cam Newton, right?
Hey, who cares? Because guess right. what? If he didn't take it and he came to Michigan, that's the kind of guy that you want.
And you had a great player with him. What did you win with him?
So who cares that somebody gave him somebody? You don't want that kid anyways. But ultimately, they're just trying to bring this up and say, and all they're doing is just crying. And nobody feels sorry for you. Go get better.
Duke basketball doesn't sit there and whine and complain that they can't get a certain level of recruit, right? Athletically and academically.
Hey, here's the deal.
UNC basketball doesn't sit there and whine and complain.
Look who their
that
coaches
they can't,
are.
Look what your brands are, too. Duke Same. Basketball, UNC basketball, Michigan football. You're supposed to have a classic historical brand. You got the Jordan brand. And you're going to argue about, it's just too tough athletically slash academically.
Look who the head coach is.
Whoa.
Stop putting attention on other things. Go out there, fix your staff, have great recruits. That's what it should be. It's business. Don't cry about what the competitor is doing. Go outthink them. Go be a first mover. Go do something else that's going to move the needle for your program.
All right. Anthony Schlegel has prepared some wonderful statistics and experiments about the wide receivers group.
I thought we were going to talk about the Huskers. Hey.
You wanted to talk wide receivers.
You've
been yelling at me.
I love wide receivers.
You've been yelling at me.
Are we doing it right now?
We're going to do it soon.
Okay.
Don't go. That's the hook. He's got a bunch of things that he wrote
down. I
don't
have a bunch of things. I did.
Yeah, you do.
I prepare.
Don't lie.
I kind of
bunch of things.
Okay, bunch of things. I got a lot of things coming at you here. Melt your face off.
Bunch of things about the Ohio State wide receivers. Which one is going to go for 2,000 yards this season?
Awesome.
It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Just say, Alexa, play 97.1 The Fan on any Amazon Echo and hear The Fan on command. Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
I wish people would learn to come in sooner. Unfortunately, by the time they come in our stores, they're almost desperate. They've been struggling trying to find a solution for their problem. They're looking with hope in their eyes. You've got to be able to help me.
You're listening to Beth, an art support specialist at the Goodfeet store.
A construction guy comes in and told me, I'm afraid I'm going to get fired. My feet hurt so bad, I can't do what I need to do at work. You got to help me. It's unbelievable how quickly the product changes some things for some people.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
When you're able to help them work more efficiently, more comfortably, and they're back and doing things that they've been wanting to do, things that they've missed, I go home every day proud of what I've done.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
Call 880-9255 or visit the Goodfeet store on Polaris Parkway or Grove City.
It's the summer of Jeep. Whether you're exploring your city in Jeep Wrangler, the 2019 Motor Trend SUV of the year, or scaling summits in Jeep Cherokee with its outstanding available 4x4 capability. Maybe you'll find the perfect view in Jeep Compass with its available panoramic dual-pane sunroof, or take an impromptu beach trip in Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. Hurry in during the summer of Jeep and get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us.
Well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Jeep Compass Limited 4x4 for $249 a month for 36 months with $2,384 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Grand Cherokee has received more awards in its lifetime than any other SUV. Visit www.jeep.com/apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires due to contribution. Lease of Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 9/3. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
To Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we're at Kinsale with PGA professional Andy Montgomery. Plus, we'll check in at the Tour Championship with Golf Channel's Ron Syrak.
Tee to Green with Skip Mossick. Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
I'm Mike Schettinger with Schettinger Funeral and Cremation Service. Anyone who has been to a funeral recently knows that the event is so much different than it was just a few years ago. Simply stated, today's funeral is truly a memorable celebration of a life we have loved and lost. A respectful farewell today includes webcasting, memory boards, video tributes, and now our new Capstone Memory Maker, a touchscreen video recording kiosk that captures condolences, stories, and memories from family and friends. The Memory Maker provides a loving tribute that will last for generations and is exclusively provided by Schettinger at our neighborhood chapels. An easy-to-use touchscreen creates a keepsake video for family and friends, recalling the life and memories of a loved one. So many of our families today are telling us how much they appreciate the Memory Maker and the treasured experiences being shared. Log on to Schettinger.com and let us help create a healing experience for your family.
Worthy of your trust, Schettinger.
At the James, we know there's no such thing as routine prostate cancer. That's why we bring together experts from a variety of disciplines to analyze your cancer at the genetic level. This approach results in advanced targeted treatments and minimally invasive surgeries, leading to better outcomes, fewer side effects, and more hope. At the James, we go beyond the routine to prevent, detect, treat, and cure your prostate cancer. To learn more, call 1-800-293-5066.
We believe in food.
Grown in the fields of Ohio.
In clean air and water.
And in preserving farmland forever.
We believe in opportunities for the next generation.
For nearly 100 years,
Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing people together.
Join us in the journey.
Together.
Together.
Together with farmers.
Visit togetherwithfarmers.org.
Punting is not an option. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandon Beam and Timmy Hall.
All right, I got my guy Anthony Schlegel in for Beamer tonight. Let's go! We did the secondary.
People listening to us right now.
Oh, my God. You don't think that's true, do you?
Everybody out there, you should tweet in to the Buckeye Show. Listen, don't be mistaken of at Buckeye Show. I found that it has 11 followers. That is not us. It is at Show. But Ohio State might be coming after us because we have the in front of it, but because we're scarlet and gray and we're bleed Buckeye pride, and maybe they'll say you're okay. But anyways,
Schlegel knows that there's between 100,000 and a million people listening when you factor in everything. Here in town, out of town, the podcast, all that stuff.
I have my Man and Bone shirt on. Where is the Buckeye Show shirt on? It's tri-blend. I'm going to work out, do legs tomorrow, deadlifting it tomorrow. Where is your shirt, and where is your catchy, you know, I don't want your face and Brandon Bean's face on
you don't
my
want
chest.
You don't want the faces that we have the cool new cartoon logo that our guys did for us. I think they're. I like that logo because
your
I think
son it, drew that.
I think.
Stop it.
No, I love that logo. I think it makes me look better than I do in real life, and okay. I think I'm one of the only ones that it worked that way for. But for me, let's face it, I don't look like I've got problems like when you look at me in real life. But that cartoon, it gives me a little bit more facial hair.
Hmm.
It puts the hair up kind of nice.
Your hair is nice right
now. Yeah.
You're kind of like you are a caricature. That's what you're saying.
I'm a caricature.
There you go.
That's what I am. I like
embrace
that.
It.
I don't know, like because we've got it's the Buckeye Show.
Yeah.
We probably have to get the sign off to be able to do a T-shirt.
Listen.
Just do them anyway? Hit them in hope?
No, you always go for it, man. Take the roast out of the oven. Hey, apologize later, right? Ask for forgiveness later.
Ask for forgiveness.
Later. If they come to you like, oh, I'm so sorry. Can I just give you like a portion of this profit that I don't make because there's 36 people?
That's not 36 people. We're better than that. We're doing okay
yeah,
here.
Hey, let's bring the. I'm bringing
that's
the
just
juice.
That we need. Schlegel wants you to fill up the poll question more so we can get a better result. We're trying to ask you guys if you like weak or if you like tough.
Here's
when it comes to college football. At the Buckeye Show, get on Twitter, just click a button, vote for us.
Before we go to wide receivers, I just want to say this is the problem that I have with schools that are in big-time conferences and how they're expanding the brand of that conference. This is the World Herald, and it said that NU's, this is Nebraska, spent $1.25 million.
The Omaha World Herald. Lovely paper.
In football recruiting in 2017-2018, which increased 52.8%. Michigan spent 1.36. Penn State spent 1.36. Wisconsin, who's supposed to be the flag bearer of the West, spent $350,000.
About $1 million less than Nebraska.
That is what hacks me off about what people do with the resources. Now, here's the other thing, though. Okay, so it's not only about, again, it doesn't matter what you do, what they do at your works, right, or whatever, but you have to spend money to make money, and you have to build up the brand. Illinois is opening a new football facility. I know, I'm visiting there. They bought 18 of my product. They had six. They bought 18 more. Purdue, Minnesota, Northwestern. Northwestern is beautiful. Purdue's is beautiful. I haven't been to Minnesota. Brand new practice facilities. In Maryland, I know for a fact, because they're buying 20 more of my machines, is opening in January at some point, and it is going to be epic. So these people are spending money so recruits can come in. And now, again, aesthetics are one thing. You have to be selling them another product. That's where culture, that's where coaching, that's where the relationships come in that we see with Brian Hartline and what he's doing with the 2020 class, the wide receivers, right? He's building that before they even get here. You have to have that to get the best recruits. However, aesthetically,
yeah,
you have to have those things. And from a marketing perspective, you have to market to these student athletes as to why they want to come there. That's why Nebraska and Frost are putting out those awesome videos, inspirational videos. Like, man, I want to go play for Nebraska. Like, he's bringing that back. He's making it exciting.
There isn't a video department in the country that does it better than Ohio State Schwags.
Listen.
And I know we might not have spent
D'Antoni
as much money in that particular year, but that doesn't mean Ohio. I mean, just look at the recruiting rankings.
Here's the deal.
Ohio State's doing just fine.
Business is business, right? At the end of the day, it's about how you manipulate that money and use it to your advantage. They do phenomenal. Yeah. Mark D'Antoni is the best in the country, okay?
That's a good right-hand man to have.
Unbelievable, right? His staff that does this, Sam Silverman, doing all the graphics and stuff, and I know they got more, but they do a phenomenal job in building the brand of Ohio State football and getting it to the eyeballs that they want to see it because it's cool. That's what these kids are doing. Listen, don't market to the 38-year-old, you know, guy that's talking on talk radio. It's not how it is anymore. Right? For me, it was watching Andy Katzenmoyer. It was the guys. It was A.J. Hawk and the guys that came here on my recruiting visit. Now, you have to get to them earlier for them to be a brand. Like, oh, I want to go play for Ohio State. This is the team I watched growing up. Right? You have to make it cool and exciting. It's why you see in strength coaches at Oregon doing the 45-day pump challenge. Because his players think it's not for him. I know the guy. It's not because he's vain, but it's because his kids that he's coaching thinks he's cool, and recruits that see him
think
he's cool.
Because it's funny.
And I want to go there.
Yeah.
And you guess what? Wisconsin spent more than $350,000. That's stupid.
Have you seen where they are in the rankings right now? If you pull up 247sports.com, you would see them sliding down to, say, 35th in the country, behind the likes of NC State, Iowa State, Kansas, Arkansas. Way to go, Les Miles. Way to go, buddy. Jump right in there. Get the Jayhawks up there to 32nd in the country.
I don't know what a Jayhawk
is. Now we're doing Jayhawks.
Like.
We've done owls. Ooh, ooh. And now I did a Jayhawk.
I did a morning dove earlier.
A mythical bird. Like, yeah. Not even real.
Kind of looks like a toucan. Anyways.
So, yeah, it does. So, what about Ohio State receivers? I know we're not going to have a guy go for 2,000 yards, like I
Why
said.
Not?
But which one of these guys has you the most excited? You got a good mix of guys coming back that have done things in this offense. You've got Austin Mack back from injury. You've got Benjamin Victor. You've got KJ Hill, the leader of the group. You've almost got another three amigos with those three guys. Then you've got Garrett Wilson, who may be the shiniest new toy in college football. And how about Chris Olave?
Yeah.
What he showed. I mean, blocking punts, catching touchdowns in the game, doing it in Big Ten championship games and Rose Bowls. He is a great player, too.
Yeah, I don't really know. I'm just excited about the room, and it starts with Brian Hartline. And, you know, Zach did a good job bringing those other guys in, Paris Campbell, Dixon, Terry McLaurin, those guys. And then really when Brian stepped in, I think that room went another level with his presence and what he's been able to do. And now the standard has been set with, hey, leaders come from this room. And then you have a guy like CJ, who's a walk-on, and people respect him, and he's a captain along with KJ. Now, we have seven captains, all very worthy guys. I remember when I played, we had four. They have seven. But it's just the fact that that room is becoming a leader, one of the top rooms. And if I'm in that, I'm like, dude, this is the room. This is the room, right? And that's kind of what you're feeling from this. And you're seeing it because those four guys that are coming to 2020, they're kind of having that same, you know, rapport with each other. And it starts with Brian and his coaching and what he's doing to develop that. And the reason I'm really excited about this room is you got to remember, I coached for Urban Meyer. And when he came in, he was a wide receiver coach at heart. And the first thing he did was look at the wide receiver room. And now you see where it's been from, because I know, because I coached there, from where it came from the beginning to where it is now. I'm excited for all of these young men. I'm excited to see what they do. I'm excited for these seniors to see that.
Who I didn't mention?
Austin
my guy,
Mack,
my guy
Victor.
CJ Saunders,
yeah, exactly.
The captain. I'm really curious to see how CJ Saunders can sort of infiltrate the rotation and maybe grab some more catches
and
this year.
And doesn't matter if you're even in the rotation. Listen, at the end of the day, Ohio State will be great as long as they have the best special teams, right? Best offense, best defense. It takes everybody. Everyone has a role. Everyone has a role to play.
All right, Anthony, there was a little thing back in 2017. Rubbed some Ohio State fans the wrong way. It resurfaced this week, and I actually think it's hilarious. That story next. It's the Buckeyes Show on the Fan.
It's a new era for the black and gold. We are your home for the crew all season long. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye fans, the Ohio State 4-Miler is back on Saturday, October 12th in Ohio Stadium. Join your favorite former Buckeyes, Brutus, and the Spirit Squad for your chance to finish on the 50. Registration is now live for the 4-Miler, Brutus Bolt Kids Race, and the Diamond Cellar VIP Experience at OhioState4Miler.com. A portion of the race proceeds benefit the Buckeye Crews for Cancer. The Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Kroger, Raising Cane's, and the Ohio Beef Council. Visit OhioStateFourMiler.com for more info, and we'll see you in the shoe.
Who can help you score a touchdown with your finances? How about our friends at Credit Union of Ohio? Whether you're looking to buy a new home or make upgrades like a finished basement to watch all the big games, their team of experts will help you get the funds you need. It's a great time to make those renovations you've been dreaming about. Credit Union of Ohio is your local mortgage lender. Learn more about their home loan options at cuofohio.org. That's cuofohio.org. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we're all about quality. We mix cane sauce in our restaurants every day. And our chicken is hand-battered and cooked to order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. And our lemonade is always freshly squeezed.
Love the window.
And why do we do all this? Because it makes a difference. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Carpenter and Rothman.
They got your book. It's really tight. I got you the last seat.
I like it tight. Is that what you answered?
100%.
Carpenter and Rothman.
Presented by your local Pella Window Showroom.
Weekdays noon to 3 on The Fan.
My Choice is now at 3 exciting Hollywood locations. Play local or at over 35 My Choice destinations. And earn rewards like trips to thrilling Las Vegas or a Mercedes-Benz lease. Sign up for a My Choice rewards card and earn up to $500 on us. $30 guaranteed. At Hollywood, Lawrenceburg, Columbus, and Dayton. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966 or visit www.org.ohio.gov for help. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
It's the Labor Day sale at Mattress Firm. Get a king mattress for the price of a queen and a queen for the price of a twin for savings of up to $600. Take home your new Beautyrest queen mattress for the twin price of just $499, plus a free adjustable base. Visit mattressfirm.com or a store near you to find your perfect bed. Hurry in for the best deal of the season at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Most people are coming in because they have a problem and they have all kinds of hopes and aspirations and things they want to do. And they're finally walking into the Good Feet store. I'm ready to dive in there and help them find a solution to their problem.
You're listening to Beth, an art support specialist at the Good Feet store.
So this woman walks in. She's literally got tears coming out of her eyes. I'm going to Turkey. I'm going to be walking and walking and walking. I've wanted to go there my entire life. I can't walk. And I don't know what to do, so help me. And I helped her.
For over 20 years, we've been helping people live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
She called me and told me what a wonderful time she had on her trip, was virtually pain-free, that I had literally saved her life. I'm going to cry. You just can't replace that.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Call 880-9255 or visit the Good Feet store on Polaris Parkway or Grove City.
Want to know anything about the fans' contests? How to win? Or what's up for grabs? Check out 971thefan.com. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
When they're not playing office basketball, they're doing this. It's the Buckeye Show with Brandy Beam and Timmy Hall.
Oh, sometimes you just have to get shots up. You have to get buckets. You just have to do it. You have to do it that way. Beamer is gone. Anthony Schlegel is here.
What up?
So, how about that Baker Mayfield guy, huh? I mean, we remember taking it on the chin to Baker Mayfield. Well, you know, at the hands of Baker Mayfield and the rest of his Oklahoma Sooners. I mean, do they play that fight song? Is there? Can you name a fight song that gets played more than Boomer Sooner during a football game? I mean, they don't even need a reason to fire that up. And then they just get the flair going with it and everything. So this is actually funny. I actually thought this was funny when I read this. He said that he has absolutely no remorse for planting the flag at Ohio State. There was an apology, you might remember, after that September night. And he threw the flag into artificial turf, and it didn't stay, but it was just the gesture. It was the move. And some guys got upset about that. There were hurt feelings. We lost a big game. It was a big deal. I, for one, didn't have a big problem about the flag planting incident. You kind of knew what kind of guy Baker was already. And it was more of a, hey, you could have stopped him from doing that by just winning the football game. And then there's nothing a guy like Baker Mayfield can do. So he's talking to GQ. And before he could really like get his answer out as they broached this subject, the guy doing the article was kind of asking, like, so about the apology for planting the flag at Ohio State. He was like, oh, he's like, was that kind of real? He was like, no, zero, 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 absolutely not. When asked how heartfelt the apology was on a scale of 1 to 10, zero.
Yeah.
He said, actually, we won. That's what we're about. I had done so much and worked so hard to play for that school. I was just kind of almost embarrassed for them to tell me to apologize when talking about the brass at Oklahoma, getting with him, telling him he needed to make this statement to go out there like that. That was his response to that. He said, but I think we're all good now. And I'm pretty sure he's right.
Yeah,
he's right about that because he's a Brown. I think that's funny. You know what? I knew 100% that you weren't sorry back when you apologized.
No.
I already knew that.
Right.
I just think it's funnier now that you got to pick your place, pick your spot, to say, oh, yeah, crap, remember that? Yes, I was BSing. I just want to let everyone know I wasn't sorry for a second. I'd do it again. I enjoyed it. I liked it. Thank you, Baker. I appreciate
that. The only thing about the flag planting is I wish you'd do it when the dudes were on the field, right? Like right in front of their face and see how they felt about it. You know what I'm
saying? Could have come out, right?
What are you going to do? You're already in the locker room.
Yeah, I guess.
Over, right? So
I think he was actually computing that, though. I mean, I think he just did it.
No,
I mean,
it was emotion.
I think he would have done it in front of dudes. I don't think he was actually operating under that assumption.
That's what we love about Baker Mayfield, right? That he is who he is. I love that about him. Be authentic. Be real. Too many fake people out there. Listen, plant the flag. But let's go out this year and let's go win for the Browns.
Do you think he consciously did it with no dudes present? Hayden, what do you think? You're a dude. You like Baker. Do you think he did the flag stunt consciously knowing that no other dudes were there.
I think he knew he had his boys with him. I mean,
he knew he had his guys with him.
He had faith in the guys around him.
So he did. So he, you're saying that's a no. I don't think he knew that there were no Ohio State dudes out there.
I mean, it was way after the game too. I'm watching the video, right? Like just reflecting on it. There's nobody out there.
There's no one out there.
There's nobody out there. It's just the Sooner fans.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that he wouldn't have pulled the trigger on it if there were Ohio State guys still on the field. What do you think? I think Baker's got stones. I think he would have done it regardless. You don't know.
I mean, you're talking about a guy that, like, flaps his stuff, like, into other people's sidelines.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think he cares.
I think he would have just sent it, you know?
I think he just put his helmet back on real quick if somebody wanted to actually, like, take a swing at him. I said, why don't you just break your hand on my helmet, on my face mask?
Here's a good thing. He's now playing for the Browns. I can't wait. They're ranked like 17th or 19th in the power rankings. I can't wait to see what they do this year.
They were ranked what in the power rankings?
Yeah, I heard Bean talking about it. They're ranked like 17th or 19th in the power rankings.
Oh!
Yeah, for real. NFL.com.
NFL.com power rankings. The Browns are ranked 17th or 19th or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't wait. Again, let's go prove
it. Whoa!
You show it on the field.
You do have to prove it.
Yep.
I mean, you talk about a pressure-packed year for them. Yep. Braxton Miller at Brown, too.
Yep, that's awesome. You know, and the thing with Braxton is, listen, he's a college quarterback who started to transition as a wide receiver late in his career, and he's in the league, and the league's all about opportunities, and to be around their wide receiving core to learn more to it. And he could absolutely add value on special teams. So I think it's great, and he's an Ohio guy, so it's good for them.
All right, let's talk about what's coming up this evening.
97.1 The Fan's Buckeye Show.
Where it's at.
Where it's at.
All right, you got the Indians at the Mets. Nothing doing right now. Bottom of the third, 0-0. Indians having some trouble up there at the place that used to be called Shea. It's called like Citibank Field. Place in Queens, whatever. 0-0. They've lost two straight to the Mets. You've got some Little League World Series. I am all in on the Little League World Series. I like it.
I got something for you. Buckeye, because it's a Buckeye show. Seth Shumate, right? Seth Shumate from Dublin Kaufman, national champion. He's a sophomore. Going to be a Buckeye. Huge wrestling gift for Tom Ryan.
Boom. You
state
love
champion
wrestling.
As a freshman.
Hey,
absolutely. Listen, you got to get
what a fantastic
some
program Tom Ryan has.
Awesome.
Hey, by the way, you got a lot of preseason football going on. Matt Ryan was a 5-for-5 for the Falcons. They're underway. Redskins up 3-0 on Atlanta. So some more Dwayne time tonight. Bengals up 7-3 on the Giants. You'll have Dalton was 7-for-10, 104 and a touchdown. So that's nice. I just saw on Twitter that Daniel Jones was already in for Eli Manning. So you got that. Panthers, Patriots. Curtis Samuel's camp's been great. Eagles, Ravens. Packers, Raiders, Jaguars, Dolphins, and we're done. Thanks, Schlegs.
Awesome, bro.
Good work, man. Triple H, well done. ESPN Radio, next on The Fan.
This has been The Buckeye Show with Tim Hall and Brandon Bean. Listen weekdays at 6 for the best and most Buckeye talk on the Ohio State Station.
Sponsored by Columbus Mitsubishi North. Visit columbusmitsu.com today.
Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Toyota's national clearance event is on. Now through September 3rd, lease an all-new, greater-than-ever 2020 Corolla LE for just $169 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details. Or get any new built in the USA 2019 Camry with $1,500 cash back. For all Toyota offers, see your Toyota dealer or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Adina Health System is South Central Ohio's trusted name in healthcare, dedicated to providing you and your family with the best possible care right here in our community. At Adina's new ER in Chillicothe, we're using state-of-the-art technology to change the face of emergency care in the region. It's all part of Adina's mission to provide you with experienced care that's close to family and close to home. Learn more at adina.org. Adina Health System, here for life.
The Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, in partnership with Ohio State Athletics, is pleased to launch the Scarlet and Gray Business Network. This program supports the Ohio small business community and associates your business with one of the strongest brands in college athletics, the Ohio State Buckeyes. To learn more or to join the Scarlet and Gray Business Network, visit sgbnetwork.com. Presented by the Ohio Council of Retail Merchants, Better Business Bureau of Central Ohio, and Rev Local, digital marketing for your business.
Come on over to Heartland.
At Central Ohio's Community Bank, we're proud to foster long-lasting relationships while enhancing the lives of those who live, work, and play in the communities we serve. Now we're a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Window Nation's anniversary sales event. Now, this event can only happen once a year, so Window Nation is pulling out all of the stops. 60% off any style window. You heard that right. 60%. Plus, get 0% interest for 60 months. That's 60 months, same as cash payments. Why? Because they love their customers. I've met the owners, Harley and Aaron. Great guys. They're my guys. They've been in the business over 20 years. Since Window Nation first opened, they've had the pleasure of installing over 450,000 windows in over 80,000 beautiful homes, saving families over $40 million in energy bills. So they thank you for your business for over 10,000 positive online reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. It's their anniversary, but it's you, the fan listeners, who keep them going year in and year out by putting your trust in them. Hurry, this is a limited time offer that ends this week, and their teams will be working overtime to keep up with the demand. Call 866-90-NATION now or visit windownation.com for a free in-home estimate. And tell them Bo Bishop sent you.
Broadcasting from the Compare Quoting.